So, Declan, time to talk League of Ireland football. You're welcome along. Welcome into the studio, Declan.
Great to be in the studio here alongside you, Oisin. Yeah,
it's been a long time since we had you in, but we have been speaking regular over Zoom and phone calls, but it's good to have you in the flesh, Declan.
Yes, absolutely it is. You're 100% right. Nice to be live here in the studio, yeah.
Yeah. And part of that is because you're now working in Letterkenny. You're based at Donegal Sports Partnership. How's the new job going?
New job's going good, yeah. Listen, started now. It's my third week, so yes, listen, delighted to get the opportunity to be the CEO of Donegal Sports Partnership. And Miles Sweeney was there previously to me, and Miles has stepped down and retired, but has done an amazing job there over the last 15-16 years. So I'm lucky enough to take over from him, and I have a really, really good team of staff there, so it's been really good. Loads of work to do, and we got to keep driving forward and getting more people participating in sport and physical activity. So yeah, looking forward to the challenges ahead.
Okay, well listen, the best of luck with it to you and your team now in the coming months, Declan. It's a bit of a change for you up here in Letterkenny, but listen, you're here to talk football, obviously. League of Ireland action, we're into the closing stages. Coming up, we'll talk about Harps, but let's mention Derry. They blew the chance to go top of the table on Monday. Things just aren't right with Derry, and in fact, they're not right with Shelburne either. How many games have Derry won since August, you were saying?
I think it was one game since August, and Shelburne have won two games since June. Just tells you that the current form is not good between both those teams, you know. So it's been one of those seasons. It's been up and down, you know, and you're expecting teams to go on a run, and nobody actually has actually went for a run and where they won three or four games in the bounce. Bar St. Pat's have won six in the bounce, and it's incredible under Stephen Kenny. But Shamrock Rovers now are hitting a bit of form as well, so it's all to play for. I suppose you're just chatting the Sligo Rovers match on Monday night, and you're expecting a big performance from the quality of players they have. Also, considering the budget they have, actually, there's a massive budget. There's a lot of money being spent on it. Probably one of the best squad of players in Derry in a long, long time, and you're expecting them to go ahead and take, I suppose, grab that game and go and win it, like, and beat Sligo Rovers. But Sligo Rovers were far better over the 90 minutes. Probably should have got a result, or they did get a result, but should have got a victory on it. And Derry were disappointing. I thought overall Sligo outran them, outfought them, and outplayed them at times, and it was just a very, very disappointing performance by Derry. Why is that happening? That's the question you have to ask with the quality of players that are there and knowing what's at stake at this stage. You know, there's a league title at stake, and that was a big match for them to leapfrog everybody and go into really pole position with three games left to go, and they're disappointed. But very disappointing performance from them, and they'll be looking obviously to bounce back. They have Dundalk away next. Can they go and win that? I expect them to get a response.
Is that a good game for them?
I think so. I really do. I think Dundalk are down. They will fight to the very end, but you know they're down from as far as I can see, and so it's a good match for Derry to respond. Obviously, there'll be a lot of negativity in regards to the coverage of the Monday night's game against Sligo Rovers and the performance. But so you're expecting them, you know, with the quality of players, they have to respond to that one and get a victory against Dundalk. And then it's away to St. Pat's, which is a massive game now, and that's going to be a brilliant game. And then obviously then the big one at the very end is going to be Shelburne and Derry City, and Derry City at home to Shelburne. Yeah. So
it's are two tight games, Pat's and Shells to finish. And given their current form, Declan, how do you get the group of players to dig deep and try and find something special to get you results in those two games?
Yeah, this is the role.
That's a job for the manager, isn't it?
Absolutely. The manager's a big part to play in this one, you know. And listen, the players are experienced enough. They're quality players on that team, so you're expecting them to respond in a very positive manner. The three games left, they know they have the cup final as a reassurance, and they probably will go on to beat Drogheda in the cup final, so that's there in the back of their mind as well. But you know, first things first, they've got to go and beat Dundalk and then take the next game after that, which is a massive game against St. Pat's. And you know, it's all set up for you before this. Over the maybe 6 weeks ago, there's nowhere to Shamrock Rovers at all. They were out of the picture, they were done and dusted, and now suddenly they're in the picture. And if you look at the fixtures, they probably have the best run of fixtures, and they are the team that could go and win three games in the bounce and leapfrog everybody and go and lift it. Well, snatch the title, or steal the title, you would say, because it has been in Shelburne and Derry's hand for so, so long, and both of them disappointedly have let it slip through their, well, but might have let them slip through their fingers.
Who are you going for then?
I think Shamrock Rovers, with the run of games they have, you know, they're away to Drogheda. Okay, so I think that's Drogheda quite safe in second position, you know, second from bottom, obviously, for the playoffs. And then they have a way to Dundalk, and then they're home to Waterford. I think the fixtures aren't bad. Like, you know, Waterford haven't much to play for. Dundalk probably be relegated at that stage, and then obviously Drogheda as well. So I think they're now, they always find Drogheda difficult, you know, down through the last three or four seasons they've scored a lot of late goals, and Drogheda, I just fancy them with the quality of players they have. They're probably full, back to full strength, and they have players top end of the pitch and score goals, and that's been the difference between them, obviously Shelburne and Derry City.
Now if it doesn't happen for Derry this year, there's obviously going to be big questions asked, because these guys had the opportunity to be in pole position, and football can be a funny sport and a strange sport at times, and as we've seen over the last couple of days, instead of taking 6 points, which would have had them ahead, they only managed two of that. How does that affect the mentality, Declan?
It's a big one, because you know, this is probably the first year, you know, I mean, obviously we knew that the Shamrock Rovers were going for another title, and were probably expected to go and win it. So it was Derry next, and then there was anybody else after that. So, you know, Shelburne obviously came out of nowhere and with a big performance this year. You know, especially in the first half of the season, second half not so good, a lot of draws. But, you know, mentality-wise, and Derry are thinking, you know, well, this was probably the year for them to go and win it, because Shams have been so poor and they have a lot of injuries. And you really, really have to question it, you know, going forward. If they can't lift the title this year, what is Rory going to have to do next year to get the title and, you know, win the Premier League? And how many more players do you need to bring in? Because the squad's good enough, the quality is there, and they've just missed out potentially. I mean, they haven't missed out yet, but for me, they probably... I don't see them going and winning the league title, if I'm being brutally honest. Yeah. But now, maybe I'm wrong. So we'll wait and see. They're really
like, if I'm putting a picture of you up in the dressing room, go, Declan Boyle said we're not going to win this night. Let's prove this man wrong.
Well, listen,
we're throwing darts at it.
I think so. Well, listen, there you go. It's the self-doubters, you know. Yeah. But I suppose after the performance on Monday night, there's a lot of people probably questioning them, and even their own fans probably thinking that they maybe left it behind them, you know. So that there's a big problem. I suppose from the neutrals and for watching out, what it does is makes it very, very exciting for everybody else, because it probably go down to the last match, which is Derry at home to Shelburne, and then obviously Shamrock Rovers home to Waterford. So that's going to be very, very interesting. And it hasn't gone down to the last game in a long, long time. So that'll be really interesting for the neutrals and for the League of Ireland supporters. So hopefully that's the case, and we have a very, very exciting end to it. So, but it has been very, very good. But you have to question the quality at times this year, because both teams are, at times the quality hasn't been good. You know, look at the runner results from Shelburne, Derry and Shamrock Rovers, and it looks like one of them is going to go and lift the title.
I think Pats may have won the title if there was another couple of weeks in it, another three or four games. They probably, the form that they're in, they would have went on to take it. But two teams who really stood out this year and have proved doubters wrong, Galway United and your own Sligo Rovers as well, Declan. You weren't given Sligo much hope at the start of the year, but them and Galway have put it up to teams this year, and they've been an extra addition to it.
Oh, they've been brilliant, absolutely. I mean, Galway's come in there, obviously, and you know, John Caulfield and Ollie down there as well, and they've done a marvellous, marvellous job. Recruited very well, have got the maximum performance and results out of their team, and that's all you can ask for from, you know, a management setup, you know, and obviously they had a wee bit of money to spend as well, which really helped them. Sligo Rovers, you're absolutely right. Like, I suppose we probably reviewed the season, the start of the season, thinking, you know, who's going to be down there, and at that time, probably, you know, players-wise, you know, we were still recruiting players in Sligo Rovers, but John Russell would have been probably the favourite for most people to get relegated this year, you know, considering how it went last year. But his performances and the team's performances have been top-notch. And they probably will end up maybe missing out of Europe, even though they're pushing hard. It's just that Shamrock or St. Pat's are in such a positive run that they'll probably nip into fourth position potentially, you know. So, but... Sligo's been very, very good. Performances have been good. John Russell's been rewarded with another 2-year contract, so that just tells you how successful the season have. If they had a negative, maybe the cup run was disappointing. They got knocked out by UCD in the cup, but overall the performance and the quality of play as well has been very, very good. So and they've recruited well, and John would probably look to recruit a few more, and probably needs, you know, a centre forward to push them into Europe next year if they can, you know, go and that'll be something that they'll be striving for next year. But overall, both teams have been brilliant. Yeah.
Let's talk about Finn Harps into the first division, missing out in the playoffs with one game to go. What's your assessment of Harps' season, Declan? How would you sum it up?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I have one game left potentially. You know, it's been a better season than last year. You know, points wise as well, you're looking at maybe 9, 12 points potentially if they won, 9 at the minute compared to last year. If they beat Treaty at the weekend, that's 12 points better than they were last year. But they're still, you know, still around, that'll be up 52 points, I think, you know. So roughly, if you compare that to teams that have been up in the playoffs, to get anywhere near the playoffs as McGarrett, you might creep into fourth or fifth position, but you need to be up there getting around 60 points to have any chance of, you know, really securing the playoff spot. So that's something they're going to look at. Players-wise, they probably need to recruit four or five players, I think, to get into the playoffs and then push hard. We look at this, probably will be Dundalk coming down, so it'll be interesting to see how they go and spend or what they're going to do, you know, because that has a big part to play in it. It might be a wee bit more even Stevens this year, you know. Obviously, Cork have been very, very good and had a big budget as well, so we knew from the offset that they were going to be good and probably were going to get promoted straight away. But yeah, listen, it's an interesting one. Four or five more players. I think the one thing they need to be better at is at home. The results at home haven't been good enough. And that's an area that, as if you're a manager, that you would definitely think that we need to be better at home and win more games. And one, you know, and they've probably just too many draws, not enough ones.
Yeah. Well, it's a young squad, as we know. So we have to give them a bit of credit here. They were fired into the deep end. And it has been difficult, Declan. On and off the pitch for Harps. They had these long trips, a fixture scheduling going against them. As we heard Darren Murphy on the interview with Jermud on Tuesday morning after the game, we got very emotional. He lost his father during the season, and with everything was happening with football, really didn't have time to process that, and he's going to, at the end of the campaign, sit back and see what his next move is. So there was a lot of sort of ingredients in there which made it difficult at times for them.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't disagree. I mean, if you look at it in general, the fixtures, and they had a couple of double headers down in Munster with Cork and Cove, and down twice with Cork as well. Like some of those fixtures and the travelling distance for Finn Harps makes it very, very difficult, you know, because it's hard enough to recruit players in the Northwest and into Finn Harps. When you have that travel distance, makes it even harder, you know. So players are reluctant, you know, you're looking for players to be committed and be, you know, to play for the jersey, but also on top of that, you know, you're trying to get them into the Northwest to recruit, and it's going to be difficult because you don't have the budget, and then you're asking them to travel. The distance of the travel is incredible, you know. I'm not sure what Murphy mentioned was a 7,000 or something kilometres, something crazy like that, you know. So, for the year, like, but it, compared to other clubs, obviously, you know, so that's always against them. But all we can do is, you know, as a Harps, just keep on pushing and pushing, and I think create three or four more players and get three or four more quality players, and they'll definitely be hard to beat next year. But, you know, it's an area. It'll be interesting to see, will Murphy stay on or not?
Yeah.
You know?
Because if you are going to progress, you need a bit of structure, not just with the group, but with the management as well, and routine with the management. So is it a good time for Darren Murphy to say, you know, listen, I've given a year here. I've actually had two seasons with them because he was in under Dave Rogers. So he knows the workings of the club. He knows what it takes to bring them forward. And it wouldn't be a bad fit if he were to decide to stay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the last thing you want to do is chop and change every year, because that's not good for anybody. It's not good for players. It's not good for the supporters. It's not good for the club. You know, so it's just not good. You know, they have seemed to have a settled base there with Murphy and Kevin McHugh there. So that seemed to have worked pretty well, you know. So, you know, listen, it's been better than the year before. And if they can make the same progress that they made this year, you know, that obviously pushes them into the playoffs, which would be brilliant, you know. So, yeah, listen, it's an interesting one to see what will happen. I don't know if Murphy will stay or not, Darren Murphy. So, you know, I suppose maybe it could be a wee bit of negotiating in regards to maybe looking for a few extra pound, as in not just for himself, as in regards to his budget as well. So, and that could be a tactic. But they know they need four or five more players to put into that squad, and potentially four or five players that are going to walk into the 11.
Yeah, just finally then, Treaty Friday night, it would be a good way to end the season with a victory at Finn Park.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, if games have not been too many goals scored in between Treaty and Harps this year, you know, so it'd be nice to put out a big performance and get 3 points at home and leave the supporters happy. And I'm looking for more and eager to get back into the new season again, obviously, in 2025. So, yeah, listen, if they can get 3 points, that'd be a nice way to finish it off. And it pushes them up into the 50 points bracket, you know, which would be great compared to last year. But loads of work to do. But, I mean, it's been a very encouraging season overall.
Okay. Declan, delighted to have you in the studio. We'll get you back again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers. Thanks. Great evening. To be here. Thank you. Bye-bye.